anywhere where there's conflict, there's misaligned energy. And it can, you know, cause really fantastic people, fantastic teams to show up with very low productivity or productivity that just isn't honestly to the potential.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
To another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we inspire and activate you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Oracle of Wealth, and I help visionary entrepreneurs, visionary leaders to recognize where in their businesses, where in their teams, where in themselves are they not having energetic alignment? Where are their barriers? Where is their resistance? And we break through those barriers. We shift that resistance and create wealth breakthrough. I use my inner sight as a secret weapon. I'm absolutely a secret weapon for those that I serve, which I delight in completely. So today we have a solo episode. And this solo episode is always where it's just you and me. I'm going on a topic here. And I really want to talk about team dynamics today because it's something that we don't speak about a lot in the business world, that a team and the dynamics of a team is energetically based. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen matchmakers, right? Matchmakers for intimate relationships. They can look at all the attributes of one person and they can look at all the attributes of another person. And on paper, quote unquote, those two people could look like they would make magic together. Yet when you get those people together, that doesn't mean that they're going to actually make that magic or that the fit, the relationship that the matchmaker see on paper actually transfers to reality. And why is that? And it has to do all with energetic alignment. So in business, how does this show up, right? Oftentimes we can bring a lot of geniuses together, very highly skilled people, put them together and they don't fit, right? The puzzle pieces don't fit. And this causes conflict. Anywhere where there's conflict, there's misaligned energy. And it can, you know, cause really fantastic people, fantastic teams to show up with very low productivity or productivity that just isn't honestly to the potential that that particular team is capable of. So understanding these energy dynamics, understanding what really helps a team become cohesive, right? Which is where those puzzle pieces do fit together. And not only do they fit together, but a team really amplifies itself, meaning each individual person amplifies the rest of the team. So how do we do this, right? How do we understand this better? First and foremost, it's about understanding why a team isn't working. So if you already have a team, whether that's two people, we'll call it, or, you know, a lot of people, where in the team is it not working, right? What individuals are perhaps bringing in that resistance? What individuals are kind of bringing in that wrench into the moving parts of the business? And that question in and of itself requires a great deal of contemplation, because sometimes we can think it's a particular individual, but actually that's not the individual that's creating the initial resistance and misalignment. So if you're having this issue, you really want to spend time on this question. not simply have a knee-jerk reaction to, oh, it's always this person, because they're always the one that seemingly is causing the conflict. Because in truth, they could be reacting to something that's going on at a deeper level. So you really want to take some time with this question and ask, who is the person and who are the people who are bringing this misalignment into the team? And then you want to understand, what is that misalignment, right? Is that where they just fundamentally aren't a fit for the rest of the team? Because that's true. That can be true. Ultimately, it's not a fundamental truth. Fundamentally, I believe that when we're all really in our genius, we can really work quite high level with other geniuses. But that's a very high level of self-awareness and self-mastery. So for the majority of people and the majority of teams, not every team is going to be a fit for everybody. I talk about this with football, right? Because you can see like star players move from one team to the next and not show up the same way as they did for the previous team, right? Because the team dynamics is different. So is it just simply not a good fit? That's a great question to ask. Another question to ask is, are they not aligned to the core values that hopefully the rest of the team is, or, you know, the business is really rooted in those team values? A subset of that question would be, are those values clear? You know, is the mission of the business in absolute clarity? And that always comes from the leader, right? You as the leader of the team, understanding, are you making that clear within your team? It's really about that bulletin board, that dartboard, right? The bullet, the target. If everybody knows what that target is, everybody can, you know, point their arrows, point their darts to that target. But if there's more than one target, or the target kind of moves, right? Then maybe some people are pointing over here and other people are pointing there. And you have a lot of lack of cohesion from that. So first and foremost, being really certain that that clarity of the business's primary mission, primary purpose is clear, and those values are clear so that everybody can align to those values. And then if that is a yes, and you can absolutely stand behind that's absolutely yes, then, you know, the question is, then do those particular individuals align to those values? And if not, you know, why? And that's really a conversation to have with those individuals. You know, do they not feel like they can align to those values? Are they somewhere in and of themselves on a subconscious level blocking those values? There's a lot that can go on there. But those are great questions to ask yourself. And, you know, there can be a lot of deeper questions as well, because energetics can go very deep into our subconscious mind. People can be projecting into a team, you know, their own trauma, their own self-doubt, their own fears. And so, you know, the third question would be to be asking yourself, is that person bringing their own personal issues into the team and projecting that into the team, projecting that perhaps onto, most likely onto the other members as well, right? And if so, how can you address that? So these are very clear questions you can start to contemplate. And, you know, all of them have a great depth that can be taken to, and really a lot of resolution that can occur through this process of identifying where the misalignment is and really what that misalignment is pointing to. Because the great thing about energy, and even misaligned energy, is it's always an opportunity, right? So where there's conflict, there's an opportunity. Where there's friction, there's an opportunity. Where there's low productivity, a lack of cohesion, there's an opportunity. And as a leader, it's about understanding, how do you make it an opportunity, right? How do you bring this challenge, this deficiency, this lack of flow and cohesion from your team? How do you turn that into an opportunity of actually taking your team deeper and further, connecting them even more cohesively together so that they are amplifying their geniuses? That's what the opportunity is to take the team to a next level. The last thing that wants to come through is understanding that a lot of times this can happen. You know, this happens in intimate relationships. This happens, can even happen in friendships. It can absolutely happen in family dynamics, and most definitely in team dynamics, that as the business is going through a growth, so if you are scaling or if you are shifting something quite intense within the business, the team is going to have to step up as well. Okay. Anytime the business expands, everybody has to step up. Everybody has to expand to some degree. So that's when that expansion is when those dynamics are amplified, right? Because again, that's where that misalignment occurs. And so that's the opportunity. We're scaling. Look, we're growing the business. Look, the business is shifting. And look, now we're seeing these things show up in the team, right? That's not a negativity unless you want to see it that way. You can instead see it as an opportunity. As any level of expansion, growth, shifting always offers the opportunity to realign, right? To find the misalignments and realign, right? So to amplify those limiting beliefs, amplify where the leadership needs to step in, amplify any of those things where, you know, again, the business is off the mark a little bit as far as the values and the core mission. So the opportunity is in that process to realign those attributes, realign the team, realign all of that so that the scale, the shift, the transformation of the business becomes even more effective. So as a leader, it's up to you to see it as an opportunity and to take the time to address the issue at its core, right? We want to come at the core, not just putting band-aids over everything, not just addressing the conflict, because that's just a band-aid, addressing the conflict, addressing the low productivity, right? Getting everybody to be more productive. Well, is that really the core issue? No, it's not. So you have to step back as a leader. Step back and give yourself that spaciousness. Give yourself that pause. Give yourself that time to be introspective of your team and ask, where is the energetic misalignment? And again, that might be a person or a couple of people. It could be the whole freaking team. That can happen, right? So, but it's always about asking those questions. It's about taking the pause, taking the time within yourself to pause and ask the questions and keep asking the questions. Keep going deeper until you really feel like you're getting at that core. Now, fantastic. Now that's the opportunity to shift that core issue, whatever that is. And then that'll shift the whole dynamics of the team. And watch it. It's phenomenal how powerful this stuff is. And always be aware as a leader, is that core issue with you? You know, this isn't a matter of defining yourself as a bad leader. Like if it is with you, that means you're bad or you've done something wrong. Now, self-awareness is never about that. If you are ever judging yourself negatively, either with yourself as a leader or yourself as a person, you're already starting off at a bad foot. You're bringing the wrong energy into the situation. So the opportunity there is to ask yourself, is there somewhere in my leadership or in my energy, in my belief structures, what am I bringing to the team that maybe needs to be addressed? Because when your energy is clear, so is the team energy. You are that mirror. You are holding the primary foundational energy of the field, quote unquote, the creative field, the energetic field of your team. So always being willing to have that self-reflection is super powerful, because otherwise we're always blaming other people. And hey, guess what? If this is something that happens in your life repetitively, whether it's about your team or your relationship or, you know, your family, who's the person who's always a part of that? You, right? And that's beautiful because you have the power to change that. You have the power to change anything within yourself. So it's always, I always really, quite frankly, I celebrate when I recognize, this is coming from me. Fantastic. Now I really can shift it. And I have that power to shift it fundamentally. So it's so important to see in team dynamics where there's misalignment so that you can really up the game with your team and ultimately your business. I hope this has helped you. As always, I'm here to support you if you need additional support. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Wealth Embodied, as well as if you think this was a powerful conversation, please consider sharing this with the other leaders that you know and people who need this information to create that cohesion in their teams and ultimately their business. As always, much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.